Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I started to explain that the Michigan state government does not issue complete financial statements so that the public and taxpayers can understand the horrible financial status of our state government. Instead of issuing such a financial report, the state issues an official-looking Michigan Finance Authority financial statement that does not include more than $50 billion of the net present value of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. If you do a search for the State of Michigan Financial Report, this is the document you will find. There are only a few places in the fine print where a reader would even be informed that this is not a complete financial statement for the state government. In the latest 132-page report for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2021, one alert is toward the bottom of page 15 in the Independent Auditor's Report. It states, quote, "We draw attention to note 1 to the financial statements, which explains that these financial statements present only the Michigan Finance Authority and do not present fairly the financial position of the state of Michigan as of September 30, 2021, or the changes in its financial position or, where applicable, cash flows for the year then ended, in conformity with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America," unquote. At the top of page 41 is a disclosure that this report does not include deferred liabilities for losses on debt refunding, employee pensions, and retiree health care benefits. The only place where I could learn about Michigan state government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits was from the State Senate Fiscal Agency. There, a document reveals that as of September 30, 2018, the unfunded pensions and retiree health care benefits exceeded $56 billion. These unfunded liabilities exceeded the total state government budget for that fiscal year. In my judgment, complete financial statements for the Michigan state government would better serve residents and taxpayers in understanding its horrible financial hole. What will it take to finally see complete financial reports? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.